Abraham Maslow, a Jewish psychologist of Russian origin, developed the hierarchy of needs model in 1940s, 50s USA, spurred by a need to understand purpose and balance in an increasingly capitalist society. His ideas for what makes a good life and how organizations contribute to that have been widely adopted and reinterpreted by all sorts of business professionals and industries. We'll explore how it applies to employee networks and the responsibility of employers to provide a workplace environment that encourages and enables employees to fulfill their own unique potential or self-actualization. In a nutshell, the theory states that each of us is motivated by basic needs, which have evolved over thousands of years. In a hierarchy, we must satisfy each need in turn, beginning with basic survival. Only when the lower order needs of physical and emotional well-being are satisfied, are we concerned with the higher order needs of influence and personal development. But if the things that satisfy our lower order needs are removed, we are no longer concerned about the maintenance of our higher order needs. Here's how each applies at work. 1. Workplaces support biological and physiological needs by paying employees. For a network, the concern here is that this applies fairly to all, both in terms of pay gaps for the same work, but also in how lower skilled and paid workers are able to support themselves according to the organization's resources and wider socioeconomic issues. 2. Networks concerned with safety will want to pay attention to both policy and behavior. What anti-harassment procedures are in place, and how are they working? Is there accountability for threatening behaviour and independent routes for complaints with non-retaliation? In addition, you may have an eye on safety issues around data. How is it being used and protected, both for employees and customers? And of course, how safe are employees who have been asked to work in locations where they are not fully protected by law? 3. Belongingness is a term that is used increasingly in HR circles as a substitute or extension of inclusion. It refers specifically to how relationships are formed, how well groups collaborate, and how open people are allowed to feel and behave. Networks can be used in helping to assess inclusion sentiment among their communities and gathering examples of behaviours which make people feel excluded. 4. Networks can contribute to meeting esteem needs by recognizing and rewarding employees and teams for their behaviors, contributions, and successes. Esteem is also built by having responsibility, and networks offer a great opportunity for employees to take on additional responsibility in the workplace and prove what a positive impact they can have. 5. This leads us to self-actualization. Employees should be made to feel they are empowered and trusted with important, meaningful work. Network membership should be seen as a legitimate route to personal and career growth, helping everyone to reach their own version of self-actualization. While these suggestions may not be new to you, putting them in this established framework of needs can provide another strategic or communication tool to help you engage new stakeholders, or elevate the importance of fulfilling all these needs in turn. For example, effective engagement and inclusion is near impossible if you still have employees who do not feel safe, or if their physiological needs are being suppressed for the benefit of other stakeholders.